Well, this is the last day that we're going to be praying for the seventh or one of the seven mountains that reach the sphere of influence in our world, especially in our country. And that is in entertainment, arts, and sports. Today we're going to focus on the celebrities that actually are in each of these, whether it's in music, sports, movies, or theaters. I'm going to pray that they have higher standards and much more for them. Do you have a favorite actor or actress? An athlete or sports team? A music artist or band? Broadway actor or actress or musical? Have you ever thought to pray for them? So we're going to focus our prayers on the people who spent hours and hours to provide us some pleasure in their craft. As we end this month praying for this mountain, let's be mindful of how much time and money we spend in these fields. Will you take the challenge to pray for the people involved in entertaining you? Not just today, but in the future. Well, let's pray for them that they would be delivered from evil. Father, we lift up musicians. We thank you for their craft. We thank you for their skill. We thank you for their ability to raise their voice, lower their voice, put it in all these different tones to bring across an emphasis, to bring across a message. We thank you for those that bring forth music and even instrumental music that is so beautiful to listen to, that calms us, that inspires. We thank you for that, that has encouraged us. We thank you that they've expressed what we can't sometimes, but even better. We pray for their salvation. We ask that they would sing more songs that are pure. We pray, God, that you would keep them from temptation, deliver them from evil, grant them higher standards, help them to see that they need to have higher morals in how they live and conduct themselves when they are performing. Psalm 68:25, sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, sing praises to the Lord. We pray, God, that they would learn to sing to you, that the gift of song, their ability to sing, came from you. And we pray they would recognize that. 1 Chronicles 15:16, David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites and appointed their relatives, the singers with instruments of music's harp, lyres, loud-sounding cymbals, to raise sounds of joy. We ask, God, that you would help the musicians and artists to actually sing and perform in a way that would help us to be more joyful. We lift up the athletes, and we ask, God, and thank you, first of all, for their intense practice in order to play in a game of whatever sport it is, that it takes hours and hours, commitment, endurance, a lot of pain to go through in order to get to that point where they can exceed and be successful and be picked for teams and or play in tournaments. We ask for their safety and their protection as they play. We ask that they would perform their sport, their athletics, ethically. Only same sex would be able to play in the high contact sports. That teamwork would be their promotion and their goal versus self-promotion. We ask, God, that they would be ethical, have high moral standards, and that the team players and the organizers and the ones that own their time or their employers would require them to have good conduct both on and off the field or wherever they actually perform their sport. We ask for their salvation, God, that you would soften their hearts and that they would be able to overcome the temptations of fame, fortune, and be cautious with their fans. We thank you in 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. So we ask, God, that they would seek the prize. Definitely they're seeking to compete and to win. That's part of the game. But we also pray, God, that they would recognize that only one gets the prize, and that they wouldn't do anything to harm or to do something to their body that would make them not as honest and as competitive as the other person, that gives them an edge versus them competing by practice. 1 Timothy 4:8, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. We pray, God, that they would learn that godliness is so much better and is approved, and people actually admire more the athletes who do things with good contact, both on and off the field. So we pray, God, that they would have that as their utmost goal, knowing that character is much more important. Good character, godly character. We lift up the actors and actresses. We ask, God, that you would save them. They are far-reaching in how they play their roles. We pray they are able to play those roles with moral standards. Grant them the courage to say no to parts, to roles that promote evil. Help them to be able to overcome the temptations that they also face with fame and fortune and fans and paparazzi. We pray you would deliver them from evil and protect them from their fans and from paparazzi and threats. In 1 John 1:11, it says, beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. We pray, God, that you would put a fear over them, a reverential fear over the actors and actresses, that they would imitate good and not evil, and recognize that if they imitate evil, that you will call them on the carpet for it, literally speaking. In James 1:22 to 25, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently on his natural face in a mirror, but he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. For he looks at himself, the law of liberty, the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So we pray, God, that they would act appropriately, that they would be doers of the word and not hearers only. They would seriously look at themselves in the mirror. And when they are playing these roles, who are they acting like? Someone that is admirable, or somebody, even if they have to play the villain, that the villain is the offset of the one that shows decency and good. And we pray, God, that they would seriously consider that, and more of them would say no to roles and scripts that are not beneficial to mankind. And we thank you, Father, for the entertainment industry, that we do get lots of pleasure in many of the shows that people have done for us. We love watching sports, especially when they win or when there's close calls. And we're also grateful for those that have given us music that we can sing to or listen to. And we're grateful, God, for all their skills. Now we just ask that you would be the Lord over all of them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.